He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the tea.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, it is the bottom of the hour. Gary got the tea and the color today. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America.
But wait
morning.
A minute. Hold on now. Huh?
It's being brought to you by City Trends, Gary. Oh my gosh, they love the tea. They want you to enter for your chance to win that all-expense-paid trip for 2 to 1 Fest in Miami, July 7th. Vote now in the Big Break Talent Search, only at City Trends.
Good morning, Tweety Meetings. Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, America. Hey, y'all. Here's what's happening. It's hilarious. Now, let me tell y'all this. I'm going to do the first story and the second story. I'm going to need Ricky. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need the Tweety Meetings help. And Ebony, I'm going to definitely need your help because, Ricky, you are an English major. All right, first of all, y'all, TMZ is reporting, y'all, that, you know, Lionel Richie wrote the song Hello.
Uh-huh.
Well, baby, they're saying hello. The IRS said, hello, Lionel. We need our money.
Oh, man.
Baby, hello. They said he owed $1.1 million in back taxes, and they're saying that they're wanting their money now, or they're going to start garnishing things. They're going to get some of the
Lionel Richie got plenty of paper.
Yes. Well, they said that. I know. They said that's not even a bargain.
Gary, Lionel Richie, he'll sneeze $1 million, and Lionel Richie coming out with a country album. He getting that other money.
Yep, and I saw that. Well, he need to go ahead and pay the IRS, honey, because they got him on blast.
But don't Lionel Richie look like that preacher off of Coming to America?
With that long face and the 10-piece mouth.
Big round of applause. Jackson
High School. He needs to pay the IRS, baby, because they want their money right now, y'all. All right, moving on. This story is very touching to me, y'all, and I'm telling y'all now, I am by no means a grammatical person, okay? I'm not Englishly astute or none of that. But have y'all seen that letter that Beyonce penned to the First Lady? Ebony, pull it up, honey, on HelloBeautiful.com, okay. Y'all. Beyonce penned a letter, y'all, to the First Lady, and they're saying this letter look like Blue Ivy wrote it.
Oh, my God.
Baby, now she need to be ashamed of herself. Now, this letter was handwritten. Now, it reads, Michelle, comma. Get it, Ebony, because I want y'all to examine it. Now, she start off, Michelle, comma, is the ultimate example of a truly strong African-American woman. First of all, you never start off a letter with the first sentence with a small letter. The first letter of the sentence should be capitalized, number one. Then she put, she is a caring mother, comma, she's a loving wife, comma, while at the same time, comma, she is the first lady in bold letters. No matter the pressure, comma, and the stress of being under the microscope, dash, she's humble, comma, loving, comma, and sincere. Have you found it yet?
It's on RickySmileyMorningShow.com.
She builds
and who's she writing this letter to?
To the First Lady, Michelle.
Oh,
they said, Ebony, look at that letter.
Oh, wow.
Girl, now, if she wrote that, she need to be ashamed of herself. But it's on all the circuits. So, evidently, maybe she wrote it or written it or whatever.
Maybe she was on a train.
Well, I don't know what she was on, but she needs, and then she got at the end of the letter, she said, I'm proud to have my daughter grow up in a world where she has people like you, comma, to look up to.
This letter look like
a fifth grader wrote it.
Or Fantasia. Was that wrong?
Baby, Ricky, you are an English major. Now, Ricky, I need you to comb through that letter, and Beyonce should be ashamed of herself if she wrote that letter.
I think there's a limit on how many commas you can put in.
That's what the hell I'm giving. You got too many run-on sentences, girl. All them damn commas up in there, honey. Now, Beyonce, I'm ashamed of you if you did that, girl.
She's like a woman after a hysterectomy. No periods.
Special case.
Special case.
Lord Jesus. Let's pray for Beyonce, y'all. Let's keep Beyonce lifted up in our prayer. She better stay a singer and a dancer and a millionaire for the rest of her life, baby. The color today, y'all, is a great color. My color today is highway safety. On the high end, you say highway safety, and on the low end, say arts. Because Beyonce going to be working the damn streets in a minute if she don't get her English.
Yeah, she needs to type.
Boy, y'all got me.
She needs to type.
Oh, God.
Isn't that a seal?
Yes.
Boy, y'all got me here crying.